Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thought a lot about how I was going to fill my 400 seconds here. And the first thing you realize is that you're actually not going to see the work in that. So I thought I would include some of my drawings, one from the collection here itself, and then some other work. And then I would include some paintings from about 5 or 6 years ago. And then I decided I would just do some snapshots of the studio and what I'm doing right now. And I wasn't sure that I wanted to, as Robert just did, kind of talk over the work or kind of address each piece. So we're looking at a painting from maybe 2004. And it's really about this idea of the work is really rooted in process. And the meaning for me comes from the act of making the work and this idea of both the process of making the work and the process pictured. And also, I think, like, all of us who are involved with kind of physical manifestations, I'm really focused on creating a rather seductive surface because I think, you know, people are buying art through JPEGs and we're so used to seeing reproductions. So I try to create a surface that really resists reproduction, that you actually have to be in front of to actually really – this is a detail of a painting. And it's also – I'm interested in kind of crunching together – all of these different modes of abstraction, color field painting, gestural abstraction, very kind of mechanical abstraction. And all of my marks are rather kind of simple, very simple marks, almost neutral marks. These little balls here almost start out like little Bucky balls, like little Buckminster Fuller geodesic domes. I mean, they're done in these very exact kind of geometry, and I just kind of slowly layer these marks. And then I think for me, the question has always been, of all the things I could do, you know, why abstraction? You know, why this mode of working? And I guess it's a kind of a twofold answer. Number one, I like the kind of open-ended quality of abstraction, the fact that you kind of get out of the work what you bring to it, that it's very much a kind of open-ended question. So we just jumped to my studio and my really poor quality snapshots. But I started to get into the juxtaposition of kind of experiments and some earlier work, and you know, this large painting up top has a lot of, you know, dripping going on. It seems to be kind of dramatic. And here, you know, this painting from about 5 years ago, leaning against some new work with an unfinished work in the corner there. But this idea of, you know, one of my first experiences of art as a child was at my home. There wasn't a lot of interest of art in the family, but my aunt was in college, and she gave my father this gestural abstract painting she had done in class. And the joke was she did it in her underwear in the bathtub, and it was all this dripping paint. And my father, being the kind of supportive fellow he was, framed it and put this painting in our living room. And that was like a big deal. Like, this was art, and it was in our house now. And I spent my whole life staring at this, at least as long as I lived at home, at this abstract painting. And it took me years without psychoanalysis to realize that that's why that's what I'm doing. I'm still trying to make that same painting I spent my youth kind of staring at. So these are the new works, and it might seem like a rather abrupt shift from what we saw earlier, but actually it's just been this slow evolutionary process of refinement, so to speak. And I think what's happened is that the background of the earlier work is now becoming the foreground. And the black gestural marks you see are actually velvet, so they have this like incredibly light absorbing quality. I mean, you know, you put a layer of black down and you think it's dark, and then I spray these black rayon fibers onto wet enamel, and it just becomes, you know, and it kind of harks back to my interest in the graphic, and again going back to, you know, I still feel like I'm making art for my bedroom when I was a teenager, you know, just kind of making the things I want to see, making the things I want to live with. And also this kind of ambiguity, you know, I'm very aware that when I'm making these paintings, you know, everything added is something taken away. And I guess the dramatic way to put it would be, you know, the kind of simultaneously creating and destroying. There's this layering of marks, and the marks are, you know, rather neutral, and I'm trying to, like, find that place in between things where they're not gestural, they're not minimal, they're not geometric, they're not organic, they're not geometry. I mean, you know, it's kind of an impossibility, but, you know, really focusing on the edges of the paint, you know, is it feathered out, is it crisp? You know, I don't use any tape or anything like that. And then I got into this really strange habit of painting while listening to lectures by Ad Reinhardt, and it became this kind of weird thing, you know, this kind of obsession with this guy who, you know, was known for these black paintings, but it's actually his earlier work from the early 40s that I'm most intrigued by. So these paintings here are, you know, quite a shift, but they're also, I think of this being kind of aggressive in the color schemes. And they're a little more difficult for me to articulate than the earlier work because I guess they're fresh. And I think that's probably a good thing, that they're not as easy for me to talk about. And then I got into this idea of this is two paintings leaning against each other, and I just thought, wow, that's a nice photograph. That's a nice image. I don't know if I would actually ever do that. I try to avoid being too clever in my work. But I like this. Actually, this looks pretty nice. So, you know, I would have to, like, cut a canvas in half and put them together. And it probably wouldn't be as appealing. And there's something interesting that's happening with these images, too, because it looks like there's different types of orange, but actually it's really flat and really, you know, just one value of orange. So this idea, again, of, like, you know, having, you know, I like this notion of you really get out of the work what the viewer brings to the work, you know. And there's some other unfinished piece on the left here. Again, I like the way it kind of juts out from the left side of the frame here. And I was playing with ribbon for a little while. And I did a bunch of these paintings actually rather small before I started to the jumping to the big one. So I was kind of, you know, while they look all very similar, I was actually kind of painting and looking backward at the one I'd just completed before. It was also interesting, too, is there's no sense of scale. Some of these paintings are 80 inches tall, and some of these paintings are 20 inches tall. So it was one of the few times I did a painting where I could actually scale it any size I wanted, and it worked. You know, I guess I'm done. Thank you.